To celebrate Truett Cathy's 50th anniversary of being in the restaurant business, he opened Truett's Grill, a 50s-style diner. There are three locations of Truett's Grill, so get in and buckle up. For this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, Jim and I are hitting the road to Truett's Grill in Morrow, Georgia.
I was born in the 50s.
I am drawn to mid-century things, so
maybe
that's
why
I like you. I love mid-century furniture.
Don't use the word century when you're talking about me.
Oh, my goodness. So what makes Truett's Grill special? Is it going to feel like a Chick-fil-A? You said, no, it's going to be a diner.
Well, yeah, of course, I've not been inside of it yet, but looking at the outside, it looks like a diner. It looks like we're going to... Remember this show, Happy Days?
Yes,
it looks
barely.
Like something like that. Oh, jeez.
I mean, I heard about it.
I remember the first season. Oh, yeah. But it's got a drive-through, and you got to sit down. You can go in like a regular restaurant and sit down. They bring you menus. Crazy?
Very cool.
And they have collard greens.
Okay. That's unusual.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting off the interstate here.
Yeah, get off the interstate. I don't like being on the interstate.
While recording a podcast?
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
No, while you're driving, actually.
I'm a good multitasker, but I'm going to say it's a little weird.
Yeah. You probably don't drive a lot with a microphone in your hand.
I do not.
I do.
I don't talk a lot while I drive. I listen a lot.
That's a switch.
Hey, I am a good listener. That's what makes a good journalist.
What?
Being a good listener.
No. I'm no journalist, that's for sure.
Yeah, any facts that come out of Jim's mouth, take them with a grain of salt.
Do a fat check. I said fact check.
I was going to say, I thought you said fat check.
Yeah.
I'm hearing things today. So while Jim does his fat check, we're going to continue our journey to Truett's Grill and help you experience all the wonderful, unique things about it.
I love a good grill.
Can we get a burger there?
It doesn't say, but I would imagine.
It'd be weird not to have a burger at a 50s diner.
Yeah, it's all they had in the 50s. It's all I ate.
Hot dogs and burgers.
I was born in 57, and I ate hamburgers until the 60s hit.
Milkshakes?
Yeah, we did have those. So maybe I'll get one of those. I'm allowed to cheat every once in a while.
Oh, is this cheat worthy?
It might be. Hey, Jim Mann here. You all know me as the social media guru. I'm always on the TikTok and the MySpace, leaving my mark and changing people's lives. That's who I am. Can't help it. But I don't want to intimidate anybody with my social media prowess, so let me get right to the point. Will you do us a favor and follow us on Facebook and Instagram? I'll make it easy. Just type in Chick-fil-A podcast in either one and boom, there we are. It's that simple. If you have any questions, just ask Allison. That's what she's here for. Me? I'm too busy social mediaizing.
What is special about this one? Do you have anything on the menu that wouldn't be on the typical menu?
So we have special fries and we also have certain items. So we have a hot brown, a grilled cheese, and then we also have the sweet potato souffle. We have a green bean cornbread, and then...
Okay.
Did you say cornbread?
Yep.
Oh, threw me there.
What's a hot brown?
A hot brown. I know it has gravy on it. I know it has some type of sausage on it.
And the meatball.
Meatball.
Yeah.
Is his name Meatballs?
No, it's actually Meatballs.
Yeah. What's exactly a hot brown?
Nuggets, hot brown, cheese, bacon, and bread.
Oh, but it has the nuggets on it?
Yeah, nuggets.
Oh, okay. You want to try one of those?
Sure.
It's nuggets, hot brown, bacon, cheese, and then toast.
All right, we'll try one of those. Are you getting this one?
Yeah, because mine was smaller.
High roller.
I know. Did he get it?
Gotta get the points. I didn't hear it beep.
I felt it. It left my body.
Thank you. All right, let's go sit in like a booth, like a diner.
This is please wait to be seated area.
Oh. Ah, there's one.
Don't you know anything?
She called that guy Meatball, right? Was I hearing things? Did you hear that?
Uh-uh. What do you say?
I thought she called that guy Meatball.
Go try it. See if he answers.
But his name tag said DJ.
Yeah. Maybe they sell meatballs here.
It's a hot brown. I'm going to Google it. What is a hot brown? Oh, okay. So it's like a sandwich. It's an American hot sandwich.
What?
Originated in Kentucky in 1926.
Where's the sandwich?
Chick-fil-A. Well, they gave you the bread separately.
And it's gravy?
It's an open-faced sandwich, generally of turkey breast, but of course this one has nuggets.
Nice.
Ham and bacon covered in creamy Mornay sauce.
That's what I was going to say. Look, we can split this bread here.
Yeah.
Want to do it that way?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We got to go all in. Wow. This, definitely, you could split this. It's a large serving size. Okay. So.
Okay.
Should we put a little on the corner here? Make it into a sandwich?
Hope we're doing this right.
Oh, my goodness. So one thing I noticed about this place is you kind of have to ask, like, what's unique about the menu? Because the things she was reading off weren't up there.
I know. Maybe the locals know about this.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a secret menu, but they don't publicize it a lot. Okay, here we go. The hot brown.
You first. You're dripping.
Wow.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
How good? Scale of 1 to 27. Okay, 1 to 10. I'll make it easier.
If you're in the mood for something...
heavy?
Really heavy and unhealthy, this is what you order.
All right. It's healthy here, though, because it's at Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
No. But it's good.
Try it. Why are you saying it's good?
Because I'm watching you.
I'm going to go for diving for a nugget here. I'm going to dig out a couple nuggets. All right, Jim's trying it and trying not to spill on the mic, I think, is what he's doing.
That's what I'm doing. I think it's good.
Is this white stuff cheese? I mean, I know it says it's a sauce, but do you think it's like cheese?
Mm-hmm. It's like cream chip beef and toast.
Hmm.
How about that?
Oh, I just ate what I thought was going to be a nugget, but it was sausage.
Mmm. You sure? I got a nugget.
Mm-hmm. The second thing I ate was a nugget.
Hmm. Well, I'm beaten. Well, it's time for another break while I finish up my hot brown and spare you all those gross eating sounds. I know. Unless you really want to hear it, I can maybe give you a recording of that later. Just let me know. You can DM me. That's what us cool kids say.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, "Love this podcast and the heart that is behind it." Beck Fam 8 wrote, "Just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news." And JD Dude wrote, "I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode." Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
Okay, Truitt's Grill, what are your thoughts? Honest review.
Well, they got a really cool motorcycle in there. Did you notice that?
That was cool.
Yeah, I like to have that. It just had like it just reminds me of a restaurant, which I'm not going to mention the name of, Steak and Shake. But, you know, but then again, you know, they're built off of 50s stuff. So,
yes.
I mean, it's not a bad thing. But it just doesn't feel Chick-fil-A.
No, definitely doesn't feel Chick-fil-A, although it's not really unique either because the menu really wasn't any different from a Chick-fil-A. I guess I would have thought they would have had like a whole milkshake menu being a 50s diner. That's kind of what I was expecting.
And roller skates.
Maybe roller skates. But here's a hot tip. When you go, ask them, what unique things do you have that aren't on the typical menu? Because they didn't show them. I bet if you sit in the side where they serve you, you get the whole special menu.
Yeah, we didn't do that. How come we didn't do that?
Time.
Oh. Yeah, we're in a hurry.
I don't want to sit there with you that long, but
I would have sat at a different table.
Thanks for going on a little road trip with us today. If you enjoyed this journey to Truitt's Grill in Morrow, Georgia, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.